meditation. July 14th, patient Mary Louise Driver, D-R-I-V-E-R, date of birth 6/15/1948. Mary Louise Driver was seen for evaluation of hyperparathyroidism per paragraph. She has... She had no specific complaints when I saw her, but had has been evaluated by her primary physician and is to see nephrology for follow-up in the near future, per paragraph. She has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, and more recently was found to have a slightly elevated serum calcium at 10.7. At that time, her serum sodium was 148, and parathyroid hormone level was 99, per paragraph. Past history is notable for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and chronic kidney disease. Period. Family history is negative for calcium or glandular disorders, per paragraph. Social history, she has retired from working with telecommunications at SBC. Does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication, Losartan, 100 milligrams daily, Prevastatin, 20 milligrams daily. General review was unremarkable. Trial systems evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 180 number 72, weight 212 pounds, BMI is 33.2, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, there were normal lymph nodes and masses, palp of the neck, but the hearts of the northern lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, paragraph. I reviewed recent lab studies, which shows a serum calcium of 10.7, but prior to this had been at 9.8, period. The PTH level is 99, slightly elevated, and her creatinine level is 1.63 with a GFR of 37. Per paragraph impression, probable secondary hyperparathyroidism due to chronic kidney disease and with slightly elevated serum calcium, which might be due to hemoconcentration, per paragraph. At this point, I would prefer to monitor the serum calcium and renal function as she follows with the nephrologist, per paragraph. I recommend a follow-up visit in about 4 weeks' time for further assessment, per paragraph, end of dictation.